From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This can be a lonely place to be, you know. Starting off the local news broadcast and finding that there is no one else at the party. Sometimes it's good with some other people talking about their club activities, but generally, it's lonely. This is the news for the club network and by the club network, and at times, I ask, as does the news editor, where have all the clubs gone? Gone to web pages, every one. I don't really mind being alone, but I do miss sharing what is going on in the local amateur world. What I'm saying is, remember that the internet is a great tool, and the pages of Amateur Radio magazine is a great record, but it is the news that is current that keeps the interest of the listeners. We know there are listeners because of the callback figures that VK4 Baker Baker collects. How about you get someone organised? You know, I want three volunteers, you, and you, or whatever works in your club. Someone to prepare the news script, someone to record it, and someone to check on the first two. Seriously, we would like to share your activities, but you know voluntary organisations. Read clubs for that. You need to help yourselves to get things done. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Ingham and far north Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following the WIA national news at 9 a.m. local time Sunday mornings. I'm Felix Sherry, VK4FUQ.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox with news from the Redcliffe Radio Club. At last Monday night's Tech Talk, Club President Peter VK4EA outlined the technical requirements for all amateurs for the electromagnetic compliance requirements in plain and simple language for all members present. Peter referred to the LCD, the radiation protection standard for maximum exposure levels to radio frequency fields from 300 gigahertz, published by the Australian Radiation Protection Nuclear Safety Authority. He also referred both members to the interim Australian New Zealand radio frequency standards for maximum exposure levels, and also for the principles and methods of measurement of those standards. As well, he showed the members present a program written by Doug, VK4UM, which is available from the WIA website, and by using a different configuration of antenna, power and frequency, the program is able to determine the compliance requirements for most station scenarios. Members experimented with different station relationships to see if they actually met compliance level 1, and many were actually surprised of the changes of their compliance levels as they moved to the VHF and UHF bands. All members agreed that Doug's program was a great tool for all and a must for all radio amateurs. Thanks, Peter, for a really great talk and a great presentation. Now, the next talk in this series will be actually looking at the health effects of EMR by Kevin VK4UH. Now, this probably now will occur early in 2015, and this is because Christmas is rapidly approaching and, of course, the slight winding down of the club's activities. Now, I'll be giving you details of the December-January activities for the club on next week's news. So that's it from me, Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox, and the Redcliffe Club. 7-3.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.